How are you, Roman?
We just came from Brooklyn. I was saying, took me at the same time from 163 Circus across the bridge. And to come from Brooklyn up to here.
You've been missing your chapter 11. من الأخير مالك
page 32
המלך שלמה אהב נשים נוחיות רבות. We say in English, King Solomon loved a lot of different ladies from different nations. Bed, bad power. Navi emphasized, this is a Navi, this was written by Ruach HaKodesh, the Nebuah, the prophecy. The Navi separated the daughter of power from all the rest of the ladies that he loved, Moabiyot, from Moab, Ammoniot, from Ammon, Adamiot, Amedom, Sidaniot, Chitiyot, Mina Goyim, Asher Amar, Hashem Yisrael, Taviyu Bahem, Tatavur Bahem. From all the nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do not mix up with them. Vehem lo yavur bachem, they should not come among you. Achen yatu et levavchem achare Elohim. They will take your heart and eventually you will be tilted after the statues. Those are the ones he loved the most. Eilu nashim sarot 700, 700 wives of Elokshim Shloshma. 300 wives without Ketubah.
Do you have any Jewish wives?
No.
I don't know.
We have no information.
Soon
you see. Tonight is the big secret. Whatever you think until now, you change your mind. Not completely, but you understand what's going on. That's an embarrassing thing. A normal person will not do it. And Shlomo HaMelech, the smartest one, can fall in such a threat. It's unbelievable. Not only that.
Shimshon did the same thing.
Not really, no. One lady. He was talking about 700.
He had party for each one of them, married for each wedding for each one of them.
Yes, for each one. Not only that, the Gemara says that he did not tell each one where is he going to eat dinner. It was a waste. That every night all the ladies cook dinner. All cook dinner. And they didn't know when Shlomo was going to come to them, and of course Shlomo came to one of them, and all the 699 meals went down to the garbage. Every night, every day. Ba'inez Ignat Shlomo. To hear what David says, you won't believe. Tonight you won't believe. Just a story. First you read the story the way it says, the way we learn in school. Shlomo HaMelech, he doesn't know what's going on with him. The smartest man in the world, going up to his heart, just a waste and a waste and a waste. Not only that, but he led Diknat Shlomo. He wasn't so old. Maybe he was 45, maybe he was 40. He died at the age of 52, I think. How old can he be? But the Torah says, the Navi says, "Vayilei et diknat Shlomo, Shlomo was old, nasha bitut levavo achri Elohim achirim." He was not able to control his heart, and his heart was tilted towards Avodah Zarah. Ve'lo haya levavo shalem im Hashem Elokav kilvav David Aviv. His heart was not completely full after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way his father David was. Vayel Shlomo sent his fire, Shlomo went out Acharei Ashterot Eloi HaTzidonim, all kinds of Avodah Zarah. Acharei Milkom, Shikut HaAmonim. Vayel Ed Avodah Zarah, Shlomo HaMelech sounds like that he worshipped all those Avodah Zarah. והיה שלמה הרע בעיני השם, he did bad things בפרח הקדוש ברוך הוא, ולא מילה אחרי השם כדוד אביו. Again, אבי אמפתאי שלמה was a very bad person. אז יבנה שלמה, נעדו נראה sentence 7, שלמה built a stage for one of the עבודה זרה לכמוש שיחוץ מואב. בהר אשר הפני ירושלים, במדרש תזה, גמרא תזה, זה טיפט א' מאונטן, across במת המקדש, he built a statue of עבודה זרה. On the same thing, on the same mountain, the Aleph mountain, also built a stage ולמולך שיקוץ מאמון. For two statues, from Moab and Ammon, he built special stages, big stages, across from Bet HaMikdash. וכן עשה, also something says, he did the whole Nashav and Nachiyot, all the 700 wives that he had. There's no information that they had even one Jewish one. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Nobody said anything. It's not normal. I mean, it's not normal. A person that the Navi says he had 700 wives will not have one Jewish one. Not one.
So if he was such an intelligent person.
Yeah. No, he was a Navi. Hashem spoke to him. Hashem gave him a blessing. Hashem promised him. It's impossible to understand a normal person, a Jew, would not do such a thing. Impossible. And it was a Navi. It wasn't a regular person. Hashem spoke to him. Impossible. Not one.
When did he write all his...
The Machloket, he wrote the three books that he wrote, Mishlei Kohelet. And Shir HaShirim, he wrote it in the beginning of his life or towards the end of his life. Machloket in the Midrash. We'll get to it in a minute. If Yeshua, if he did, he didn't. If Yeshua was accepted, was not accepted.
He died at
1552. 1552, yeah. Okay. And he became the king at 12 and he ruled 40 years. That's what I think.
And after 3 years, you were not ruling.
Can
we disturb that? No, not at all. There's no information. It was mentally disturbed. Only information about somebody who was disturbed mentally was Shaul HaMelech. Shlomo was perfect. He had some fights with the Shedim, with kind of angels, but not that something was wrong with his mind. Never.
He lost his kingdom.
He lost the question is, there's no a certain time. They don't know. They don't know if it's 3 or 7 or forever. The question is, before he died, did he become back as a king or he died as a regular person and made a funeral for him? He disappeared one day. And the question is, if he came back to the palace or he never came back to the palace. And this is unbelievable. You cannot imagine such a thing can happen to a normal Jew. Can you imagine? He converted all his wives, and the Rambam writes all the conversions as worthless. All of them. Maybe one is good, maybe. Maybe one is good, not for sure. Not for sure. The one, the Rambam, his son is going to be born also from a non-Jewish lady, from Ammon, Naama Ammonit, her name is a very bad name, Naama is a very bad name. The question is, the Gemara says that she was a holy lady. But according to the Rambam doesn't say anything about her, then the rest of his wives, the Rambam says all of them were not real convert. They all went back, the way it says the real son, they all did Avodah Zorah later. So they did Avodah Zorah later, it means that the conversion was just to marry Shlomo, that conversion is called a fake conversion, there is no conversion. The Rambam is in his commentary, in his book, in the Halachot, he writes the conversion of the wives of Shlomo are no conversion. It's amazing that Shlomo can do such a mistake. The Gemara says Shlomo would better become a Roder Ruders. Roder Ruders, the Gemara says. In the sewer, then to become a king, if he would have known what this chapter is written about him. That's how bad it was. That's how embarrassment the thing is.
Chapter 11,
right. Again, we don't know who made the chapter, so it's not. not coincidence, but it's not about a thing. But soon, after, I mean, before we go home, this is one of the big bombs of Zari. The Machloket in the Gemara, Masechet Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, and Masechet Sanhedrin, kind of trying to clear the name of Shlomo. It's not as being described over here, the way it's being described is he himself went and built the stages for the Avodah Zarah. He himself, his heart, was leaning towards the Avodah Zarah. It means since his wife started to do Avodah Zarah, and they gave the orders and ordered those stages and statues and did Avodah Zarah. He used to do this Ketoret, spices of Avodah Zarah, smoke the Gemara, the Zohar full, what they used to do, smoke all the time, at the, you know, in Manhattan, those, you know, those smoke, so they used to do it all the time, and Shlomo did not say water. Let's go from a bite, maybe, I don't know what it is. But Shlomo did not say nothing to them. See, Shlomo did not say anything to them, they're blaming Shlomo for that. It's like Shlomo himself, the Gemara says in one version, like he did it. But really he did not do it. This only one version. Other version says, no, the whole thing with Shlomo is down, is just his downfall, is falling down, all the way down, because he married those girls, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't intermarry to them.
The world wants to make peace with this nation, that's why
they... Ari says in one version, that in order to control nations, he married the daughter of the king, spiritually, not physically now. Spiritually, you can, you may say, rule the angel upstairs that has the power over that nation. Every nation has the power upstairs. And the power of the nation goes to the king, spiritual minister of the Malachim. It means if you marry a lady that she is the girl of a king, says Dari, that Shlomo with his wisdom, that's what he wanted to do. He's going to marry all the daughters of all the kings from all around the world, and then he's going to rule upstairs all the angels, because the Gemara says that Shlomo ruled upstairs as well as downstairs, and like this, he will be the Mashiach, and he's going to be no more going, no more Avodah Zarah. In the end, it just happened the opposite. Not only he did not rule them, they ruled him.
But there were 70 nations, why am I in 700?
The 70 nations is just the general nations, but they have like, you know, like...
They had many kings.
Provinces.
Provinces, yeah.
They had many kings.
Sentence 8, V'chein asa Shlomo did l'chol nasham anokhiyot maktirot ha-mizabchot l'Elohein. Shlomo also helped and did and let them sacrifice and make this Torah, the spices from the altars all over. The description in other books is Yerushalayim was filled with like little altars that the wife built. And Shlomo either he participated or just let them do it. So they used to stand on the street or in the backyard and sacrifice and do spices for the Allah of the Zorah. The queen.
No Sanhedrin, no rabbis,
nobody. Nobody can say anything. No. Let me remember.
They were afraid of him. He was a very tough man.
Yeah. Afraid of him. The army. A king, you
know. Oh, he killed everybody.
Right.
Sure.
Not anybody. A few people.
Or his enemies.
Not too many. Not too many. Three people. No. He was smart enough. ויתנף השם עם שלמה, השם הסבר יפסד את שלמה, כי נתן לבוא מאם השם אלוקי ישראל הנראה אליו פעמיים מחלוקת, המי יתעם ותתית לנביא says at least twice השם appeared to שלמה, שלמה was a נביא, that's a big appearance of הקדוש ברוך הוא, and now his heart is away from הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא also sent and sent וציווה אליו על הדבר הזה לבלתי ללכת אחרי אלוהים אחים ולא שמע את אשר ציווה השם, השם also commanded him directly in one of the chapters before, if you remember, Hashem told him in Yom HaBet HaMikdash you better listen, you better walk and do the same thing what I commanded, what your father did, what Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did, and warn him specifically, special warning just for him, not to do Avodah Zarah, and he doesn't listen. ולא שמר את השם שלמה, didn't keep it, אז לא מדי. יאמר השם משלמה, sentence 11, chapter 11, יאמר השם משלמה, יען, אשר הייתה זאת עמך, since you did it, and you did not listen to me, ולא שמרת בריתי וחוקותי אשר ציוויתי עליך, you didn't listen to me, קרואה אקרא את הממלכה מעליך ותתה לעבדך. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take your kingdom and tear it. And I'm going to give this kingdom to your slave. Slave. The name of Shlomo is going to become the king. It's a little bit strange. But that's what Hashem said. Shlomo, that's all over. But Hashem said, Ach mi amecha lo esina leman David avicha. I should have done it right now to you. Right now you should have lost the kingdom completely. But I leave it because I promised your father that you will be the king as long as you're alive. Not too many years. Anyway, I keep it up for you. Miyad bin Chai Kraina, your son, Rechavam, he's going to be the king, and he's going to be the king. I'll make sure that I'm going to tear the kingdom. It's going to be two parties. Republicans, Democrats in Israel, it says 10 parts will go to one guy. Shlomo Solomon had one and a half, mainly one. Rak et kol ha-mamlacha lo ikra, shevet echad eten levnecha. It says, I'll give your son one.
Why?
I don't know. I'm asking you one. That's what Hashem decided. It's too early. It's only 9:10.
How long does
Dom? You're going to have to sit
through the. You don't have to. No. You can get it. Shlomo ruled 40. David ruled 40 as well.
How old is he when he died?
70.
70. Also young.
Also young, yeah. But that's what he got from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in Adam HaRishon only 70 years, right? He didn't need more. I mean, you don't have life to eat and to drink. You have life to accomplish. David accomplished. At 70, he accomplished everything. When he goes to the Eden, don't pay taxes over there. Then you play golf all day. No, because Adam regretted it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from Adam, and Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov gave David again 70 years. Adam regretted the whole thing.
Yeah.
Adam mitcharet acharei shorah b'avidi yomar shalach yot im David ha-melech im Bathsheba, mitcharet. After Adam Hashem saw the video, what David is going to do with Bathsheba, Adam told him, I'm not giving him the life, better off without him.
So what happened to the 7 years of Adam?
Nothing. He lost it anyway because he promised, and then Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov had to give 70 years for David ha-melech. That's the Medrash.
How
the split? I don't know exactly. Yes. That's why I came tonight in the lecture, see? Every time you come here, you learn new things.
Yeah, that's something new. That's
what do you think? All stuff I would have for Monty. I'm not in the antique business. The matter is that it's not mine, I wouldn't say it. So I was very upset at Shlomo. He says, just forget about it, you're losing the kingdom, and it's going to be for your slave. Okay, for your slave. Why is your slave? In any time you're going to be a king only to one part. It's not exactly one. The Midrash says it's Yehuda and Binyamin, but not exactly the whole Binyamin, part of Binyamin in the beginning. I just consider one. Yehuda is going to be, Shlomo's son. Rechavam will be on one. Now started some kind of threats to Shlomo. Vayakom Hashem Satan leShlomo et Hadad Adomi Mizder HaMelech uBedo. All of a sudden, until now Shlomo, the way the Navi says in the Gemara says, ruled all the whole world. Everybody was afraid of him. All of a sudden, there's a guy that gets up and he becomes the evil, the Satan. His name is Hadad Edomi. Hadad Edomi. He is a great grandson of Esav, and he is going to become an enemy to Shlomo. Bisera Amelech Ubedom, he is from the king's family. And then David is going to tell you exactly what's going on. Maybe you David at Edom. When David was there at Edom, this is the place that Edom is. It's next to Iraq, someplace. Malot Yoav Sar Tzava Nikabed Achalim Yaakov Zachar Benom. And it was a war that Yoav was the chief of staff or the defense minister of David HaMelech, went and captured Edom. And he killed all the men over there. Pishishis Hodashim Yashav Sham Yoav Chol Yisrael 16. 6 months, Yoav and all Israel fought over there Edom Ad Dichrit Kol Zachar Edom until they killed all the men in Edom. By Yivrach Adar. Adar is Adar, the same person. He ran away. Uva Hashim Adonim Mavdei David Ito Lavo Mitzrayim VeHadat Narkatav. Just talk. Okay. I don't know what it means exactly. How do you learn it exactly? I don't know. I'm just telling you the translation, the way they teach us in school. It says, since Shlomo did not behave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to bring up an enemy to Shlomo. His name is going to be Hadad. Hadad is a person that was able to escape from Holocaust that David made against Edom. He sent you out over there to kill all the men, and this person was able to run away. He ran away, he escaped. In the meantime, Am Yisrael are sitting over there 6 months and tried to just kill all the men over there. This man ran. He's running, he takes some people with him in order for him to have a proof that he is an important prince from this regime, the Edom, and he goes to Egypt. He goes to Egypt.
What
is it? Adab ben Adab ben Adab, maybe. Since Adar, it means Adar over here, Adar with Aleph. Sentence 17 is really Adar, that's another king over there in separation. But Yakumu sentence, I don't know, there's some information, who needs to know it? It's Novin, you know, it's a prophet, it's not New York Times. Who needs to know? Who cares about it? He's a guy, Hadad. Who cares about it? Hadad is another person, Stalin. Lenin, you have to know Lenin was, Lenin came, Stalin came, Stalin. Who cares about it? And you should know Hadad, this guy Hadad was from the kingdom of Edom, and he was able to escape. He's in Egypt now. Why is in Egypt? Why did he come to America? He's in Egypt. Hadad Narkatan is a small boy. What does that make you a small boy, or a teenager, or a big boy? Who cares? They left Midian and they're coming to Paran. It's also important how the route of the went. Somebody is going to tell you, you know, once upon a time, and now a few thousand years ago was the cure. I tell you, I won't tell you how he went. He said from Iraq, he went to Midian, from Midian he went to Paran, from Paran he went to Egypt. Who cares how he went to Egypt? He took a flight. Israel. Who cares how he went? And that means this.
Shlomo HaMelech has the right to fight Edom.
Not the Shlomo, David. Yes. David. Mr. Albert, please don't try to ruin the lecture.
Yes.
David fought a lot of places. But I cannot tell you the right answer right now. This is just on the surface. All says David HaMelech was a hero. He loved to make wars. He made one of the wars with Iraq with Edom. Just on the surface. But the question is the right question. So Yakum and Midian Yavo Paran. So this Hadad, Adar, if he's running away, he is running away via Midian, he comes to Paran, he's in the desert, and he's going to Egypt. They also took some people from Paran in order to come to Egypt and get some power from Paro Yavo Mitzrayim and Paro Mitzrayim and Bayit Belechem Amalo Vesasalo. So they arrived in Egypt. And Paro loved him very much. He sounds like a very smart person. So Paro immediately gave him a house, downtown Cairo, and gave him food, and also gave him a little land. Very important. What's so important about it? But that's another thing. Not only that, Vayimtza Hadad chen b'nei Paro me'od, Hadad found favor in the eyes of Paro, Vayiten lo isha et achot ishto, Ahot Tachpenes Agvira. Paro gave him to marry
sister-in-law.
But also you have to know this. Yet to know who he married, who cares? You see the description of the wedding, if there was something good in the wedding. Because this hadar, that we don't even know who it is, and we're interested in him, then the Navi tells you it's Navi. Tells you he got married to Pharaoh's sister-in-law. But tell it, Lua, Achot, Achneset, Gubad, no. Not only that, she gave birth, and the name of the little Sheget is Gnubat. Also you have to know. You have to know Stalin's nephew. You have to know Stalin's nephew, what's his name? Who cares about it? Gnubat, no. His name is Gnubat. Fine.
Gnubat.
Ganap. Eti. Gnubat, I don't know. I don't know what it means in old Egyptian language, and they called him one name and then it translated into Hebrew to call it Gnubat. I don't know. Gnubat is not an Arabic word. Gnubat means a Hebrew word. Right. So Gnubat, no. Laben kahu Gnubat. The nephew, the son, is called Gnubat. So Hadad, Mazal Tov, he gets married to Pharaoh's sister-in-law, and Baruch Hashem, she gives birth to that guy, another Arab, Gnubat. Atigmeleu tachpanis betoch betbaro, v'ignubat betbaro betoch betbaro. So you should know, this little boy, he grows up in Pharaoh's house. Fine. Very important. V'adat shama v'mitzrayim kishachav davidim avotav. Now, finally, the Kaddish is so upset about Shlomo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that this guy Hadad heard that Shlomo died. This is a long time ago already, but again, finally he heard now that Shlomo died. David died. So he met Yoav Tzar HaTzava, and also Yoav died, and Shlomo killed Yoav. Vayomer Hadad El Paro Shalchini Melech Elati. He wants to go back to Edom, that's next to Iraq. Yomer El Paro, Ma Ata Chaserini? He says, why you want to go back? He says, you have to know all these discussions. Yes, you know, this discussion that goes between Paro and his guy, the guy wants to go, he wants to go back. He says, I have to know what's going on in the palace between Paro and this guy. If this guy wants to go back, and Paro asks him, why are you going? Why don't you stay with me? Why are you wondering whether you come to? Everything is fine over here. But he wants to go. Okay. Yaakov, no, fine, he's going. There's no more information, but he went. He's going to Edom, and he's going to be the king, and he's going to start soon wars against Shlomo's son, Rehoboam. Rehoboam, and then the wars will start soon. Sefer Melachim will be full of wars. It says this guy, you should know, was coming back into power because Hashem brought him back to the power. Don't blame anybody. Blame Shlomo. Shlomo is the cause that this guy is going back now, right now, back to Edom. Soon he can start a war with Am Israel. It is because Shlomo misbehaved, Hashem brought this guy back into power. He's sending him back. It seems like this. The whole time this guy was at Mitzrayim, underneath the regime of power, now he decides he's going back, and he's going to start a war soon. This is one person. Second one. That is 23. Yakim Elohim lo satan et rezon ben Eliada asher barach meit hadavel melech tov ha'adonav. Rezon ben Eliada, it sounds Jewish, but he's not Jewish. He's a boy that ran away from Tova, from Syria. Ve'igvot alav 1024 anashim ve'yisar zud ba'ahu David otam. And David HaMelech also had a fight over there in Aram. It says this man was able to survive. It says he was able to collect some people and he became like a king in Aram in Damascus. It says he started to become a king in Syria in the time of Shlomo. So already we have two people, two goyim, that are going to fight Shlomo. Again, before this chapter, sounds like Shlomo ruled the whole world. Here the Navi says it's the beginning of the enemy to grow and to start fighting Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael is going to lose control very quickly soon. The first two that started is Hadad and his friend, no, his friend, it was called Rezom ben Eliada. One goes to Edom, one goes to Aram to Syria. Number three, with your permission, sentence 26. Yerovam ben Nevat, Efratim min Hatzreda, Rishen Nimot Tzua, Yishar Mana, Eved Yishlomo. Is a person, his name is Yerovam ben Nevat, he used to be Eved Yishlomo. Eved. Eved. I mean, Eved is a Jew. What do you mean, Eved? How can be an Eved? Can be an Eved? Can be an Eved. Eved means a goy. A Jew cannot be Eved. But it means he was a worker. But the Navi said that he was like a slave. What does it mean? I don't know yet. But Yaren Yad Bamelech. It says he rebelled against Shlomo. This guy, Yerovam, rebelled against Shlomo. Vezeh Adavar Asher Yad Bamelech. What did he do? Shlomo Bana Et Amelot Sagar Et Peret Ir David Avit. But it means like this. The Rashim says, the Gemara says, that when Shlomo built Yerushalayim, he started to fix the roads. Started to fix the roads the way he wanted to fix the roads. He came to a place next to Beit HaMikdash, it's called Milo. And over there he made some renovations, constructions on the road. And what he did is he closed up the roads in order to collect toll. That's the first toll, they don't blame America. Neither Canada. The first toll booth, Shlomo put. Toll booth. Toll booth. Put a toll booth. People used to come to Beit HaMikdash, they had to pay money. The first toll. And there was no discount because, you know, because you have a carpool, easy pass, nothing. You came with a donkey, you had to pay toll. Shlomo put tolls. They said, Shlomo, you put tolls? They said, if you remember the chapters before, and Shlomo was very rich, Amitra was very rich, all of a sudden he put stalls, closed up the roads, and was probably jam-packed. They're talking about millions of Jews that didn't have Shlomo HaMelech. They all want to come to Beit HaMikdash, and there's a toll. Can you imagine hundreds of thousands of donkeys standing in a row to pay the toll? So Yerovam was the first one, most afraid of him, and he went to Shlomo, and he screamed at Shlomo. He said, shame on you, Shlomo, shame on you. Your father, when he started to build the altar in Yerushalayim and started to build what's called Har Tzion, Hill Tzion, he opened up all the roads. Not only he didn't put holes on the roads, he cleared the whole thing. And people used to walk quickly wherever they wanted to walk, and you're closing it up. I know why you're closing it up. Because you wanted...
Not you.
Huh?
Not you. This guy.
This guy is you.
Is a Jew.
Yeah, it's a Jew. It's a Yerovam. Yeah, he's a grandson of the Menashe. Right, grandson of Ephraim. And he's screaming at Shlomo. And he says, "You collected more money, because you wanted to build a palace to your wife, the daughter of Pharaoh, and you needed more money. It's enough if you have so much money. You wanted to have more money." More money, you put tolls, you cross all the roads, that is a jam, traffic jam, all over Yerushalayim because of you, because you just want this shifter, the daughter of Pharaoh, to have better house, better palace, you're collecting more silver, more gold, more money, to give it to her.
And Shlomo didn't kill him?
Shlomo said, yes, of course, Shlomo wanted to kill him. Right. Shlomo wanted to kill him, there's missing, the whole information is missing over here. Shlomo said, catch him. Catch him. In the meantime, this guy ran to Egypt, he's hiding in Egypt. He's hiding, this guy, there's no information here, but that's the Gemara says the Medoshev. And Shlomo says, catch him. What did he do to Shlomo? When Shlomo said, catch him, in those days, everybody used to walk with tefillin. The Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch said, it's not respect if you take off his tefillin in front of your rabbi. It's like you're getting undressed in front of your rabbi. You don't get undressed in front of your rabbi. Tefillin, it's called pe'er, the Gemara says. Pe'echa chavush alecha, the Navi says, tefillin is called your glory, is this tefillin. You're never allowed to take in front of your rabbi the tefillin. It's embarrassing. So Yerovam went, and when Shlomo said, catch him, said, just 1 second, started to take the tefillin off. He says, I'm not afraid of you. He says, what did you do, put tolls? Everybody's quite afraid of you, I'm not afraid of you. The Gemara says, that Yerovam was right 100%. 100%. One thing he was wrong, the Gemara says, you should not have done it in public. He should send him a letter, email to Shlomo, or go to him quietly, give him a note, read the note. Because embarrass him in public, something will happen later. But Yerovam again, this is the third person, is going so-called to rebel against Shlomo, besides the two going first. So Yerovam is going to Egypt, he's running away from Shlomo, that's information. After he screamed at Shlomo, how come you put the tolls? And the reason again for the tolls is because you want to collect more money, even though Israel is full of money, and to collect more money in order to build a nicer hotel, nicer palace for your wife, the Shifter, the daughter of Paul. It's not information, that's not information. By the way, Vayish Yerobam Gibor Chai, if you want some information about this guy, don't underestimate this guy. Don't think the man is just, you know, a hero in the army. The Gemara says that Yerobam said, all Chachmei Israel Shavim Alai Kiklipat Hashum. He take all the rabbis in his generation, all of them are like the shell of a garlic. He was the genius of the geniuses. The size that, but we're going to learn about him soon. Don't think the guy is just a rebellion. Lumumba, Kotobubu, all these people, they know Idi Amin. He says, this guy is for real. Not only is for real, the Gemara says, he was able to figure out my sinner Kavah. The Gemara says, this is the highest secret that Rabbi Akiva knew, he knew. He knew it. He knows it, he knew it, I don't know if he knew all the way, but the Gemara says, he knew my sinner, he knew Zohar, he knew everything he knew. And angels, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamayim, what's going on with this guy? He sits down and he figures out what's going on in Shamayim. Hashem said yes. Yeah. He's very good. He's a holy man. He's very good. And the angels told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait, what are we going to learn about this guy later? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, later. But right now, he's a very holy man. If he wants to learn what's going on in Shamayim, let him sit down and discuss it. Discussing it with who? The Gemara says, discussing with Achia. Achia was one of the people that, this is the oldest Nabi that ever lived. He lived over 500 years. He came out of Egypt. And he was the rabbi of Eliyahu Navi. And he was so-called the Chavruta, or the Rebbe of Mr. Yerovam. They sat down together and they figured out things that nobody else was able to figure out. That's how great this man was. Again, besides his greatness in other things, he was very big from the Chacham, but the biggest in the generation. Sentence 25, 8, I'm sorry, Vayish Yerovam Gibor Chai, what it means, the Gemara says, not is a strong person, it means Gibor Chai means he knows everything in Torah. Vayar Shlomo Etana Ki Otsi Melachahu, says not only that, he knows what to do. So he's very quick, the Midrash says, Vayasir Oto Lechol Sevel Bet Yosef, it says he was responsible for the tribe of Yosef, and now he's going to run away to Egypt because Shlomo wants to kill him. Wants to kill him, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he comes back from Egypt. There's no information why he decided to come back, but he got a message that he should go back to Eretz Israel. He's going back to Eretz Israel. Sentence 29, Yerovam is coming in, to Machloket, and Achia Shirni found him on the way. And that's the question, who has a new garment, he or the Yerovam or Chia, his new garment, they both in the field. Still the Gemara says, why in the field? The Gemara says, they're sitting on the field, they're learning Torah together, that nobody else is able to read them. Okay? Very nice information. That's not what it means, I'm telling you now. Just remember, there's a new garment, it's in the field. ויתפוס אחיה בתלמה החדשה אשר עליו, הם מחלוקת. Is the garment אחיה wears the garment, or Yerovam wears the garment. אחיה takes the garment, is either his own garment, or Yerovam's garment, ויקראה 12 קראים, he tears it 12 pieces. האם אלה ירובם, he tells ירובם, tells 31, קח לך את רק קראים, take 10 pieces. ככה אמר השם אלוקי ישראל, הנני קורא את הממלכה מהשלמה, עד אלך אל 10 שבטים. You're going to be the king soon for 10 tribes. והשבט האחד יהיה לו, it's going to be a king only for one tribe, למען אבי דוד. It's only because דוד המלך was so good, למען ירושלים, ערב שבחרתי במקום משתת ישראל, therefore it's going to be a king for one. Otherwise, for nothing. יאללה, בסדר, finished. Okay, that's enough. Right, and he needed something. With your permission, יותר חומש פרשת וישב is in the Tanakh with your permission. I believe it's chapter, I'm in the page 90. Page 90.
90.
Shlomo is Yehuda and Yerovam is Yosef. That's the thing.
Shlomo
is Yehuda. Shlomo is the grandson of Yehuda. Shlomo comes from the tribe of Yehuda. Yerovam is the grandson of Yosef. Yehuda sold Yosef to be a slave. This is Yerovam is the slave of Yehuda. Yosef had a garment. Yehuda takes off his garment. Yehuda sells Yosef to Egypt. Yosef is having a test in Egypt with Eshet Potiphar to marry the Egyptian lady. Yosef loses 10 drops. There were supposed to be 12 tribes, and Yerovam is going to get the whole thing back. Now I'm going to go through It goes like a chain. Now you understand why Shlomo is so down, because Shlomo is doing the bad thing what Yehuda did. Soon I'm going to show you what Yehuda did, and Shlomo is doing, it's not his fault at all. So chapter 90, let me have to go back, but soon I'm going to tell you the sentences, and you'll be able to follow what that is. Chapter 90.
Page 90,
I'm sorry. Chapter 37. Sentence 3. It's 3 lines from the bottom of the page. He said about the same as Lotum Basim. Yaakov made a special garment to Yosef. If you skip to page 92. Page 92. This is 5 lines from the bottom. This is chapter 37, sentence 23. Starts by Ika Shemra Yosef Elohav. When Yosef arrived, he's looking for his brothers. Yashita Yosef, because of the sake of the Shemra, they take off the garment. They come to the tomorrow, you arrive, Shule Cholechem. They sit down and they want to eat bread. Remember? The bread. Vayisu Yenehem, Vayiru Yenehem, Chati Shemayim, Ba Migilad. They see people coming all the way, Arabs, coming from Gilad. Gilad is next to Arab, next to Syria. The last line of page 92. Why we shouldn't kill him? Page 94. Let's send him to the Arabs. Sentence 28. Remember the root? The root in Aviv tells us that this guy Hadad went through Midian. He comes from Edom, he goes through Midian. Here, the Midianim are coming. They're coming, they're buying Yosef. They're buying Yosef. They brought Yosef to Egypt, sentence 28. Sentence 32. They took the garment, they dipped it in blood. Can you recognize this garment? Yaakov looks at the garment. He looks at the garment and he refers to the test that Yosef is going to have with that lady in Egypt. He says that's the end of Yosef. Tarov Torah Yosef. The Torah tells us this all Judah's fault. That's what Judah did. He took Yosef, that's supposed to be Mashiach ben Yosef, that's supposed to be the king. This was Yosef's dream, that he is the king. He is the king. He says, who? This is a dreamer, he's the king, we're going to fix it up. We're going to fix it up. He thinks he's a king, he's going to become a slave. Zanis is going to tell you that Yerovam, that he is the slave, that he is Yosef, is going to become the king, just the opposite of what Yehuda thought. Not only that, Shlomo is going to lose the kingdom for this God.
But didn't Yehuda save Yosef's life? They wanted to kill him.
Yeah, so they deserve it, but he sold him to Egypt.
Not Yosef.
Yehuda saved Yosef because they wanted to kill him, and Yehuda said he sold it. Instead of killing him, he sold him, and then he's going to have a test. Chapter 38, with your permission, continue 94, chapter 38. Now this is the punchline, look. Yehuda goes home. So not home, out. The Gemara says, by Yehuda Metachav, the brothers blame Yehuda. But they saw that Yaakov was so upset, they went to Yehuda and said, you are the king. What did you do? Why did you tell him? How are we going to get out of this problem? He left, what did he do? But yet, Adisha Duramim Mushmo Chira. He goes to a goy. And he is doing business with a goy. The Gemara says, by the way, if you want in the lectures before, this guy Chira is Chiram. We learned last week that Shlomo has a peace with the king of Saul. His name is Chiram. He makes business with him. He buys from him. The Gemara says this is the guy. He lived 1,200 years. The longest ever that lived on this earth is Chiram. Melech Saul. Who is this guy? The Gemara says, this is here. This is Chiram. It says Yehuda became his partner. And not only that, he is going to marry a shikse. Vayar, Sham Yehuda, but Ishtani Ushmo Shua, like a heralite. He's married a shikse. Yehuda's married a shikse.
That's like
her first wife was
Shua.
Yeah? His name was Shua?
Shua?
Okay, maybe.
Shua.
Shua. Shua, so. Okay, so the food they got on the other side becomes Shua. So Yehuda, that's what Yehuda does. He says, well, you know why Yehuda does it? Because Yehuda caused Yosef to have this test. He's going to fall in this trap. You sold Yosef to Egypt. In Egypt, Yosef is going to fall in a trap with that lady. You are responsible for the trap. It's going to happen to you. He says, look, he's going to marry and look at his children. One is going to die. The other one is going to die. Finally, he's going to have one, another one. A third one, Shelah. One boy. That's it. Well, you can have more, but Shela, that's the information we have. It's like Shlomo. Shlomo had some daughters, means nothing. It says, his boy, one boy he has, Rechavam. It says, why? It also is going to marry Shiksa. It says, why? Why is marrying 700 girls, all of them non-Jews? It says, you, Mr. Yehuda, marry a non-Jewish girl. That's what Yehuda married. No other lady, that was the end of it. Yehuda had one wife, later he's going to do something else, but right now he has one wife, it says one wife, a non-Jewish lady. The Gemara says, we're talking about other Shvatim, but here the information is not only information about other Shvatim, who they married. Yehuda married a non-Jewish girl. Non-Jewish girl, and the children are very bad children, they don't behave, Hashem is very upset. It says, this is, everything is because of Yehuda, because Yehuda caused it that Yosef is going to lose 10 drops. He's going to lose the 10 tribes that Yosef was supposed to have, and now the payment comes back, that Rechavam, Shlomo is going to lose the whole thing. If you skip to page 96, the new permission is chapter 39, Yosef Urad Mitzrayma, Yosef is in Egypt. And so the minute that Shlomo is going to try to say, catch Yerobam, Yerobam is going to run to Egypt. He runs to Egypt, it says he's going to be very successful in Egypt, and he's going to come back eventually, he's going to be, Yosef, over there, he's going to be the king Yosef. It says, this is going to be Yerobam. Yerobam is going to be the king, like Yosef became the king. First, Yerobam was a slave of Shlomo, he's very successful, and yet Yosef, the Gemara says, Yosef was very smart, Yosef knew everything. It says, this man, Yerobam, is a copy of Yosef, He is Yosef's grandson. He knows everything. He learns everything. He is going to be the new king, as was supposed to be the first dream of Yosef. The dream of Yosef was that all his brothers bow down to him. It says, you Shlomo, you're going to lose everything for this guy Yerobam. Just because I promised David, that David was so good to me that he is going to be a king and his children. This is chapter 89 in Tehillim. Hashem promised David HaMelech that his children will be kings forever. Hashem left one tribe for Yehuda. It says, otherwise, nothing for Yehuda. Zero. You lost everything back to Yosef because this was Yosef's dream, really, and whatever you try to do to Yosef, it's going to happen to you. You're going to lose the kingdom. And let's say the Gemara says, then Shlomo is going to lose his kingdom. He's going to go walk on the street. Nobody's going to believe him. It says, that's what happened to Yehuda. After Yehuda sold Yosef, Yehuda had to lose the kingdom. At the brachot, at the end, Yaakov said he's going to come back to him. He'll come back to him if you behave. If you don't behave, you lose the whole thing back. You lose the whole thing, you lose back to Yosef. It's Yerobam. He's not afraid of you. He's going to talk back to you. The same way Yosef talked back to Yehuda, wasn't afraid of Yehuda. He's not afraid of him. He's going to tell him, you're doing the wrong thing. You ask the money, you do this, you do that. He says, because Yehuda said, my best, I can all get they sold Yosef for money. So Yerobam is telling him, you ask the money, you not only ask the money, you want to marry non-Jewish ladies, the way Yehuda did the daughter of Chira. He says, you do the same thing, you have the money, and this is where you make hope. I'm not afraid of you. Yosef said the same thing to you, when you don't continue to pray, I'm not afraid of you. He says, Yosef is going to become the king, Yehuda is going to become the king. So we continue next. That part is over. Now you know why Shlomo did the whole thing. I'm sorry?
Yeah, but I don't know.